Now, welcome to the call of the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A successful home opener for your team last Thursday. You beat your in-state rival, Delaware State, 31-13. As you've had a chance to go back and look at that game, give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I thought it. We had a really good crowd, and you know, the renovated stadium was done. And it looked really, really nice. I think that there was an awful lot of enthusiasm about this project, and certainly was a privilege to be able to, you know, take the field, lead the team out there, and had a really energetic environment here, in-state rivalry game. You know, it was tight early. You know, at halftime, it was certainly a tight football game. We're up 16-6. Probably of value moving forward, you know, to have to be able to come out in the second half and work hard to execute and attempt to take control of the game. Pretty much did there in the third quarter. And then we had an opportunity in the fourth quarter to really play a lot of players. We played a lot of guys, got opportunities to play and get on tape. So I felt really good about that. I have a lot of respect for Delaware State and their coaching staff and their student athletes. And they're a disciplined team. And I think they're a team that's really on the rise there in the MEAC.
Just following up on that, for an opening game, was that almost a perfect setup where you were in a competitive game at the half where you – you know, had your guys focus and attention, but then be able to play a bunch of guys there in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back on it, I would pretty much agree with what you just said. I think when it's 3-3 at the end of the first quarter, you're not feeling that way. But as you look back and you kind of took control of the game and able to sub out, get a lot of guys in the game. We have a lot of young players that are very talented, just lack some experience. And, you know, I felt really good about that, you know, in hindsight and in the locker room after the game. And so I think this team will be a team that will compete and get better every week. And, you know, I really think the best football for us here is ahead of us this year as we start getting guys more experience and they begin really stepping into their new roles and producing the way they need to produce.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to start on the sort of the offensive side of the ball where your team was really balanced, 203 yards through the air, 180 on the ground. How did you feel? Pat Kehoe, obviously a solid game with a couple of touchdown passes. How did you feel like you played on that side of the ball?
Well, they threw a lot at us with their defensive front. I mean, they really overpopulated the box, and, you know, they were blitzing frequently and had a lot of different looks, a lot of different variations, you know. So it was a little bit back and forth as far as, you know, maybe making a big play and then, you know, getting hit in the backfield or creating a negative play. But, you know, when it was all said and done, I thought Pat was very efficient. Pat was, you know, the most poised player on the field, you know, kind of poised in the noise and the chaos of what they were trying to do defensively. And then we had good balance, like you said. I mean, we had three running backs that showed the ability to make plays and produce, you know, at this level and in this league. And so I felt really good about that. And then I think we had nine guys catch balls. And I think most everybody knows that has, you know, kind of followed our program at all is, you know, the wide receiver position is kind of a, you know, a whole new cast of individuals, you know, and, you know, a lot of these names are not even recognizable by our own fan base, let alone, you know, people that track the CAA. So I feel really good about the depth and the talent of our receiver position. And I thought they performed well in the opening game. And, probably need our O-line to continue to play better. I've been leaning on them here all spring and summer, feeling that that should be a staple for us this year and the group that should be able to really lead our offense. And probably due to some of the chaos and the variety of different looks that we got, they didn't perform. They weren't as efficient as I expect them to be moving forward.
Switch to the defensive side, where you also had a lot of, as you touched on in your opening comments, a lot of new faces. As you've gone back and looked at that, how did you feel like some of those new guys performed for you?
Well, it's they performed well. I think I'll probably start really with what we thought was the known commodity, and it was the defensive line. And I thought they performed well. I thought that we made it hard to run the ball against us. They had two runs kind of squirt out, and they were both a little bit schematic, you know, in terms of maybe it could have been in a different situation with our scheme, you know, to defend the play. So I thought the D-line played well, was physical, controlled the line of scrimmage. We did roll and rotate a number of guys, you know, in there. And then, you know, the new guys at linebacker, Johnny Buchanan did well, and Drew Nichols did very well. I felt that our safeties, Whitehead and Plack, played well. They played fast. They played physical. You know, those are some of the guys that are really stepping into the newest roles and into, you know, places where they've got to perform at a high level. So I was encouraged with that. And I think that there's certainly still more room for growth, but I thought they came ready to play, and that was really positive.
Got an immediate question in queue if you'll get that for us, Rusty.
Sure, sir. We have Kevin Trasolini from Delaware. Online, your line is open.
Hey, Danny, you saw how beneficial that victory for Rhode Island was down here last year in terms of their entire season. I mean, you know, with you guys having such a young defense in particular, how potentially pivotal is this game for you guys, you know, playing a conference game like this so early going up there on Saturday?
Well, Kevin, I agree with what Jim said a couple minutes ago, and I agree with the concept or the reality that this is a really big game. But, you know, it's still a season where, you know, to go to the playoffs, you got to win eight games, and it doesn't really matter what eight it is. And, you know, as I look back at last year, you know, it's the reality, that was a tough loss for us. They came down here, played a really good game. I think they surprised a lot of people early in the year, not just, you know, maybe our fan base, but they surprised a lot of people. Jim's got a good team. They got a good team again here this year. They're very talented. But you know what? Our kids found a way to push through, and I think we won five or six in a row, you know, after the North Dakota State game and after the open date, you know, so you got to get to eight or you got to get to seven, you know, and, you know, it'd be huge to go on the road and go 1-0 in the CAA. And the thought that we don't have another CAA game for what, 4 weeks allows you alphabetically to maybe sit at or near the top of the league, you know, at 1-0 for, you know, 5 weeks into the season. So that was the hard thing last year. You know, you get off to that bad start, you're 0-1. It seems like you're 0-1 for a long time. But our kids were able to fight back, and they were resilient enough to put together a complete season. And I do think that that's more important overall than necessarily, you know, the opener or whatever. But, you know, you're certainly heading home feeling a lot differently with a win in your back pocket versus a loss. And with that being said, I think we're the only league game here this week. I'm pretty sure that's a fact. So it'll be a lot of attention, you know, on this game up here in Rhode Island.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Kevin.
Danny, before I let you go, you've touched on the Rhode Island game. Just as you've looked at the Rams this season, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, you know, their receivers are really good, and I felt that the quarterback is very, very capable of executing the offense and being efficient in the offense. And I think that was probably the biggest thing that, you know, we were wanting to gauge, you know, as we kind of got into the film and that type of thing. And so, again, I don't want to say the best, but their receiving core is certainly, you know, as talented as any that we have in our league. And there's some really good groups, and I think we've got a really good group here. But I think that's probably the biggest challenge is the ball in the air and playing the ball in the air and
minimizing the big explosive plays in the passing game. And, you know, so I think that's probably priority number one when you look at our defense.
All right, Danny, safe travels to Rhode Island. Appreciate your time as always this morning and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.